Green Mantle by John Buchan. Read by Peter Joyce. Side 1. I had just finished breakfast and was filling my pipe when I got Bullivant's telegram. It was at Furling, the big country house in Hampshire, where I'd come to convalesce after Lou's, and Sandy, who was in the same case, was hunting for the marmalade. I flung him the flimsy with the blue strip pasted down on it, and he whistled.
"Hello, Dick. You've got the battalion. Or maybe it's a staff bullet. You'll be a blighted brass hat, coming it heavy over the hard-working regimental officer. And to think of the language you've wasted on brass hats in your time!"
I sat and thought for a bit. For that name, Bullivant, carried me back 18 months, to the hot summer before the war. I'd not seen the man since, though I'd read about him in the papers. For more than a year I had been a busy battalion officer, with no other thought than to hammer a lot of raw stuff into good soldiers. I had succeeded pretty well, and there was no prouder man on earth than Richard Hannay, when he took his Lennox Highlanders over the parapets on that glorious and bloody 25th day of September. Lewes was no picnic, and we'd had some ugly bits of scrapping before that. But the worst bit of the camp...